The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming upon of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. As you know, this coming year is a year for the youth. In the last 3 days, we have a seminar in the Holy Spirit Seminary. And one of the points we have to see is how to bring the young people back first to the church, and how to bring the young people aware of their callings. Callings doesn't mean to be priests or brothers or sisters or religious sisters, but even religious life is a weakness of our faith. But it seems to date that young people is fading away, not so much center in the life of faith. One of the points that we have ourselves to live better first, if we don't have a good example, how the young people follow us? And then one of the points is, how do we know the will of God for our vocation? It's difficult. How do you know that a person is called to be a priest or to be a religious man? It's difficult. But one of the point is, before we get the will of God in us, first of all, we have to live better our spiritual life, our physical life. Both are important. When we really live healthily, body and soul, and the voice of the Lord is easier to be listened. We can hear his voice if we live ourselves accordingly to that. We have to live sound, spirit, healthy daily life, and that's how we get the voice of the Lord. So our vocation comes from how we live, first of all. We don't just say, why God doesn't call me. God called everybody already, even before we were born. So how we live our vocation? First of all, live in a better way. Change yourself. Met a lawyer. Change. If you change, then the Spirit will come. So don't worry, don't complain that God is not speaking to you. If you don't hear something from inside, perhaps you have to change the way you live. Maybe the spiritual life is more or less. We need to every day, a new day, to live the spirit of love, the spirit of listening, embracing, forgiving. Then we can hear the will of the Lord. So first we need better. I'm sure the young people will follow us.